I want us now to turn to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, written by David, of whom we were reading there in 2 Samuel 7. But I want to read Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. These five verses then, I want us to think of this morning and to use them to mold our worship as we come to the close of another year. We've come through a time of expectation. Yes, there were great expectations developed and stimulated in the run-up to Christmas. Tremendous amount of activity. There was an awful lot of excitement going on round about as the buzz was through the land. But, as we've often said, what has been the long-term effect of it all? And the conclusion that is reached every year is often the same one. Disappointment. Because people have been looking, got something maybe for a few moments, but never lasting with them. As we leave that behind us then, let's move on today as we come to the end of a year. We've heard it being done on TV programs and newspapers and such like. Let's engage in a time of reflection. Look back. As we do so, inevitably, it will awaken sad times as well as glad times. But as we do so, as we recall the ways of the Lord's blessing us and keeping us, it will achieve different things. Yes, when we think of the good things, even underneath a cloud that has come upon our life, we have reasons to worship Him. The immediate effect of thinking of God's blessings in our lives, they touch our hearts. They enlarge our souls. Their immediate effect upon us. But they also have a longer time effect upon us also, because we can look at so many different situations, so many different experiences where God has helped us. We're all of us frail. None of us is getting stronger. We're all seeing the weight and the effect and the toil and the tear of each year upon us. We gather the fragments now at the end of this year. We think of the things God has done for us in the past. And we can go into the future, well, God hasn't changed, doesn't change, won't change. And if God was like that to me then, God will be like that with me next year. It strengthens us to think of the ways in which the Lord God has been with us and blessed us. Oh yes, when we do look back, we can see times, many times, in which God has surprised us. Surprised us by the way in which He has broken into our lives. Taken our life and twisted it and turned it and made it go round so many different paths. Our lives have taken dramatic turns that we would prefer perhaps not to have gone through, and we can see the sorrow in them. But now, at a little distance from them, we can maybe get strength to face them. Not the answers we expected, but when we see the whole picture of God's dealing with us, we can gather little crumbs to help us in our reflection this morning. Because that's what the psalmist is doing here. He's doing it on a spiritual level, but we take the principle and we apply it to every strata of our society and our life, ourselves. He's saying, bless the Lord. And then he goes into spiritual arithmetic. He begins to make a list of the things that God has given to him. God has done this, who has done this, who has done that, who has done the next thing. He makes up a list of things. And it's good for us to make up our own list of the good things God has done for us. Let's first of all then come with gratitude to God. Because that's what the psalmist starts with. He says, bless the Lord. As the bells of the old year call us to worship, as the moments run away in hours now, we hear the voice of the psalmist speaking to us. He speaks from his own experience and he calls us to follow himself in what he's doing. Don't forget. Don't forget what God has done for us. The sheer pace of life we're living today, we can pass over things so quickly that we ought to linger on and think of for a little while. There's so much demand made upon our energy and our time that squeezes out things that are important. Things important for us individually. Squeezes out things that are important for us as families, in our social relationships, in our getting on with our own family and our own friends and our own community. The pressure of life squeezes us and often dictates the agenda, and we've got to put an anchor out, take a time out and say, stop. But especially, we've got to make sure that that pressure of society does not squeeze out the spiritual good things God has given to us and the time to think about them. It is a great delight just to press the rewind button in our lives. It's a great privilege to revisit things of this past year. That's what the psalmist is doing. Bless the Lord. It's the delight. It's the joy of his life. And he asks us to make it the joy of ours. He's blessing the Lord because of the whole, not because of any one thing. He's not focusing on one particular event. What he's looking at is the whole run, the whole scheme of things, the whole raft of God's blessings that he's experienced through his years. And as he looks at what God has given to him, so he blesses the Lord. What is it to bless the Lord? We cannot bless the Lord. We come together in church and we come asking that the Lord would bless us. How can we bless the Lord? We can't add anything to the perfection of his being. We cannot enlarge his goodness because he's perfect himself. We cannot increase his greatness because God is already almighty. How can we bless the Lord then? How can we thank the Lord this morning? Three simple words let me suggest to you. First of all, we can reflect. Just think for a moment. What has God done for us? Think of the different levels we can apply that question. Think of it personally to ourselves, in the things of this world round about us. Just think of the things that he's given us. Our health, our peace, provided for us day after day. Perhaps we can think back to a particular incident when we were in great need, in a tight corner, back to the wall, whatever the cliche might be. And God delivered us and helped us out of it and from it. Go up a gear. Go up a level. And you may think of something involving ourselves as families or ourselves as a congregation. And again, the way in which the Lord met us and helped us. Something in his providence has come into our lives. A little thing. Perhaps at the time we didn't notice it. We weren't aware of it. But now this morning, as we think back, we begin to say, that's right. That's the way it happened. That's what the Lord did for me there and then. Go up another gear. Think of the spiritual blessings, perhaps, that God has given to us. Something that has come to us through a sermon, a way back, sometime in this past year. When we've been there, sitting where we are now, and God has spoken to us, and God has spoken to us and said something through a sermon, through a passage that's been read. God has spoken to us, taking something out of our memories that we were taught years and years and years ago as a child in another place with another person. But this year, it's come back to us. We don't know why, but maybe now looking back, we can see something of an explanation for it. Reflect. Just think of the numerous ways in which God has been good to us. And sometimes that reflection comes through tear-stained eyes. Sometimes it comes through anguish of soul. Sometimes it comes through sorrow and sadness. But let us lift our eyes, every one of us, to the Lord who has done good things for us. Let us reflect the way in which He has spoken to us and softened our hearts. The way in which He has silenced so many voices against us. The mercies, the signs of good things that He's given to us. All of them come beating upon us like wave upon wave on the shore. And as we think of them, we become just like David did, that we read of in 2 Samuel. Who am I? Lord, You've done all these things for me. Who am I that You should think of me? And David did an amazing thing there. We may not have noticed it, but we've mentioned it in the past. David did something astonishing. He sat down in the presence of God. Now, we've all heard about the honors list and the New Year's honors list, and sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's been tainted with a little bit of the soil of men's hands upon it. But we all know when that comes to fruition, that the person comes in, stands before the king, before the queen, and is given the honor. Stands. We do it with earthly monarchs. All the more important it is done with the King of Kings and Almighty God. And yet, here is David, and he sat down. That's how he felt. The weight, the awe, the wonder of what God had done for him. He could put his mind into rewind, and he can think back, yes, when I was a shepherd out in the hills, and I had to defend the sheep against the bear and the wolf. Oh yes, the Lord helped me then. When I had to fight against Goliath, when I had to fight against the giant, there I was, small in stature against this giant who blotted out the sun against me, and yet I won. And then he thought back to his own foolishness. We can do this ourselves. There were many times in the life of David when his own foolishness brought him into difficulty and trouble. The sin of Bathsheba and his adultery, but his foolishness again about speaking with other people. The way in which he tried to take things into his own hand and solve problems his own way. So many things in his own life, difficulties arose, and yet God kept him safe through them all. What a list he could compose. It can be matched by our own. Let us think of the good things God has given us. But not only let us reflect, we're also told to relate them, to tell others of what God has done for us. When things go bad, people are quick to blame God. People are quick to mouth off against God. Well, if you believed in God, these things wouldn't happen. If you believed in God, you wouldn't have people like Saddam. If you believed in God, and so it goes on. People's spirit can be soured through these unfortunate experiences. But what about when things are going well for us? Have we the right to be quiet then? When people will speak bad, when things are going bad against God? We have our cup. We have a blessing. We have received good things from God. Every one of us this past year. We can think about it in our own mind, and I call your memory to my help. But God has been good to every one of us in some way. Very well. What have we done with it? Have we kept it to ourselves? Or have we whispered it, just even slightly whispered it to someone else? Even just hinted about it to another person? That's what we've got to do. Tell people of what God has done for us. Because it achieves two things. When we tell people, we're acknowledging the God who has given it to us. We're acknowledging the source of all these good things to us, because again, we're living in a society where there is so little acknowledgement of God, where people are so quick to look to the state for its provision. They're quick to look to their neighbors and what they've given. They're looking every avenue and every source on one level. But they do not lift their eyes to the upward, higher level of God who has given these things to us. He opens his hand and we receive day by day good things from him. And yet people will not acknowledge it and won't thank him for it. Very well. In the midst of that deafening silence, let us shout or whisper. But let us say something about God's goodness to me, to you. Tell it. Give him the praise and acknowledge the source from himself. But it achieves another thing, as I said. It achieves this purpose also. What happens to the person that's listening to you? What about the person who's beside you? Now, they might be going through something very similar to what you've gone through. They might be going through problems and difficulties, but you don't know anything about it. But when you say something, yes, God helped me. God did this for me. Oh yes, I was bumping along the bottom. I was down on my uppers. I had nowhere to go to and no one to help me. I was right down there. And God helped me in this way. And simply by speaking about it, somebody else who's there says, hey, wait a minute. He's going through what I'm going through. And look at who helped him. God helped him. And so it's a way of helping someone else when he starts to speak and to tell others. Thanking God, reflecting, relating, but also reacting. What do we do with the good things God has given to us? God has been speaking to us, every one of us, in different ways, through different circumstances, calling us to himself. He's given you this and that and the next thing. He saved you. He's protected you. He preserved you. The one thing, when you look at the life of David, and we've only got a smattering of it this morning, but the one thing that comes out of it regularly, like an echo going down through the years, is this word. I did. I took you. I provided. I protected you. God has done good things for David time and time and time again. What then? What then about the obligation that brings on us? What then about the indebtedness we feel? We are underneath an obligation to respond and to react to what God has done or given to us. Do we turn to him? Yes, speak. But is that all that we do? Do we in any measure give our lives to His service. Yesterday there was one of these programs reflecting, it was about the Queen, 80 years of age, and it gives you back over all the different years of her life, and when she was, I think, I missed the year, but I think it was when she was 21. She was certainly very young in as Queen. And she said she was giving herself as a sacrifice. She was giving her life to the nation. She was giving herself to serve the people. As you look back, you can see the way in which she has been doing just that very thing. But again, it brought immediately to my mind what we're here thinking of today. She was giving herself as a servant to the people. What about us? Do we give ourselves as a servant to God? Do we in any way acknowledge Him in the way we live and what we do, the priority we have, the way we think and relate in all the departments of life? We can go through our life then, reflecting, talking and telling of what God has done for us. And that's the way we express our gratitude to the Lord just now. And especially, we have here one channel down which our thinking could easily run. Bless who? Bless the Lord, he says. And the name that is used there brings before us a particular aspect and quality about our God. The Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. And that's the picture that is brought before us here. God does not change. And that stimulates a sense of awe and wonder. When you think of the many ways in which we've done things, we've done things that would bring God's displeasure upon us. But God hasn't changed in His relationship, in His intentions. God still seeks good things for us. He's not influenced, nor is He intimidated by the things of our life that we've gathered in this past year. The name of the Lord. But as we said, we lift our thoughts to the highest level of all, to the spiritual level, the greatest, the most precious of reflections. To turn that image right round the other way, the best of diamonds in South Africa have been found in the deepest of pipes. The seam in which a diamond is found is referred to as a pipe. And these deep pipes bring out the best and the choicest of diamonds. So then, the deepest reflection, the highest reflection, whatever image we want to use, that the psalmist gives to us here is the spiritual aspect of God's dealings with him. He makes up his spiritual arithmetic. Bless the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is the one who has forgiven all his sins. The first and the most valuable thing that any one of us can have. Or we can put our emphasis upon other things. We can think, if I had this, if I had that, if I had the next thing. But when it comes down to the wire, the one thing, the one quality that is more important than any of these others is peace in our conscience here. And the longer we go on in life, the more we feel that need. And the more we want it. And we realize we haven't got it. And there's only one person that can give it. God is the only one who can forgive. And when we receive that forgiveness, my, how we sing His praises and how we thank His name. He forgives my sin. He heals my diseases. The way in which sin spoils my soul, the way in which it spoils my living, the way in which it infects our lives, our society, and ruins so much that is good round about us. Pride and such. How can we heal these things and get rid of them from ourselves and from society? The only way is through God Himself. He's forgiven my sins. He heals my disease. He redeems my life from destruction. By my lifestyle, by my thinking, by my perverse intentions, I can so often conceive of and maybe even go down the path of exposing my life to gross destruction. I'm putting myself in the way of danger. I'm walking along the edge of the cliff and I couldn't care tuppence about falling over the side. I'm walking along the curbing, not on the pavement, but on the curbing along the busy road. That's the kind of danger we bring ourselves into and expose ourselves to. And God says, I redeem you from that kind of destruction, that kind of thinking. He crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercies. He fills your life with spiritual things. Up till now, we've been as dry as a bone in the African sun. Up till now, we've tried every kind of well. We've tried to drink of this and that resource. We've tried every kind of entertainment, every kind of promise. We've tried them all, especially over these last 4 or 5 days or weeks. We've tried everything going. And we come out the same at the end, dry and dry and dry again. Our life hasn't satisfied us. And the Lord here is telling us there's only one place it can be satisfied. The Lord who crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. We do drag our lives along in the gutter. And we live our lives in a dark place, and we're living day after day underneath a shadow. And we become touchy and sensitive, and we become dissatisfied, and we show ourselves to be empty to everyone but ourselves. And the Lord is here saying that He is the one who satisfies, so that we soar on high like an eagle. What a magnificent image is given to us. On the rising thermals, there is the eagle in its majesty, surveying, soaring, experiencing good things in life. When we wait upon God, we're told in Isaiah chapter 40, when we wait upon the Lord, He will renew our days. When others fade, when others are in decline and going down, when we wait upon the Lord and know Him as our Savior and our God, we have a presence and a blessing that keeps us going and burns bright within us. Something that this world cannot touch nor take away. When we have the Lord, we have something that is glorious and never will fade away, no matter how much enjoyment we have from Him. Or how many years we've been doing it with Him. The summons then comes to us. The summons echoes through our life to everyone today personally. O thou my soul, let's do it with our soul. Not just simply with our words, not with our lips, not with our bodies as we come to church, not with the collection we put in the plate, good as these things are. But God is now looking for something far, far closer to every one of us. Not the outward, but the inward. O thou my soul, and all that is within me, with all of the energy and enthusiasm and commitment, so that when we go out of the service this morning, we feel that we've been doing something. We've been singing, not just simply with words, but with enthusiasm and with passion. That we feel tired when we live for God. That we feel exhausted when we've been worshipping Him and thinking upon Him and having our minds stretched. Don't switch off. That's the easy way out. But trying to think of what God has done for us, and to do it in such a way that we're tired at the end of it. That's what the psalmist is talking about. In younger days, in personal circumstances, at work, at rest and play, in the family, in the social circle, in all of the different departments of life, let us therefore visit them in these last moments of our service and of this year. Let's gather together the good things God has given to us. Go down the days. Go down the weeks. Go down the months of this year. But don't stop at 1 year. Keep going. Go down the valley of your years and days. Standing there on a promontory, up halfway up Ben Nevis, you look down the valley that you've taken and traveled. Do it today. Standing on the pinnacle of what we've reached now, and look back over our days and our life. And the conclusion that we come to truly is this one. We, all of us, every one of us have abundant reason to bless the Lord our God, even although it might be with a heavy heart and sadness in our life. We still can see good things that God has given us, physically, but especially here in this psalm, the spiritual provision in Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and the good gifts that He gives to those who trust in Him. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord and God, let us be still before Thee and think of the good things Thou hast given to us. And help us, Lord, to turn to Thee in worship and praise and to acknowledge Thine hand in giving them to us. Send us out, Lord, not only looking backward, but from the lessons of Thy dealings with us in days past. May we have the strength to face the year to come, knowing that Thou art a God who changes not, and everything, every single promise Thou hast given to Thy people, not one of them has fallen to the ground unfulfilled. Encourage us then in our service of Thee, our God. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. We're going to close our service this morning by singing that very psalm, or at least part of that very psalm. We were thinking in Psalm 103, and we're singing from the beginning. O thou my soul, bless God the Lord, and all that in me is, be stirred up his holy name to magnify and bless.